This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
President's Day. Who's your favorite president? Mine's Teddy Roosevelt. I just had somebody in here telling me that, you know, Teddy Roosevelt's a nobody, nothing, failed rancher, you know, da-da-da-da. So, not, you know, I thought everybody loved Teddy Roosevelt. Maybe we'll have to do a survey one day. Take that one on. But I'm a big Teddy Roosevelt fan. And so we're going to celebrate Teddy Roosevelt with our friend Joe Wiegand coming up in just a little bit. Joe is best of the best of the Teddy Roosevelt reprisers, and looking forward to spending a little time on Teddy Roosevelt, at least the one president that we can say spent some time in North Dakota. You can like him, not like him, but he was here, and the Teddy Roosevelt National Park is here. So Joe, nation's leading repriser, Theodore Roosevelt, who is, of course, every summer in Medora, will be here as well. A couple of texts that I have not had a chance to get to that we had come in, and always appreciate your comments. So keep those coming, always, here on the program. Colin Kaepernick needs to send a thank you to Donald Trump for his $80 million payday. Yeah, okay. We'll take note of that. Thank you very much. Rick Becker is the only real financial conservative in the North Dakota legislature, says another texter. I think that is in response to our question, where are the conservatives in the legislature? Where are the fiscal conservatives given this 19-to-1 vote on the $230 million every 2 years for as long as the eye can see in the Prairie Dog Bill? Didn't seem like a fiscally responsible kind of bill. Seemed like one the cities were forced. So somebody said Rick is the only real financial conservative in the legislature. Problem with Rick Becker is I think he has a following of about four people. And, you know, so Rick is probably a better labeled a financial libertarian in the North Dakota legislature than a financial conservative. But certainly he would be on the more conservative side. I don't disagree with that, but I just don't think there's a lot of constituency there for him. So anyway, this is an interesting debate. We're going to keep rolling with that. Todd, did I miss any of yours? Some of you text Todd. Some of you text me. Here's one. Everything with wind energy is not golden. Often wind energy companies ask for reduced property taxes several years after establishment, often using strong-arm methods, such as not paying the tax until a reduction is provided. I would like to know more about where that's happened. After school districts have become reliant on those tax revenues, creating hardships for those districts, also in respect to farm dwellings being exempt from property taxes, it's not based on whether the majority of your income is from farming, but determined by the amount of off-farm income. If you and your spouse are fortunate enough to earn more than $40,000 from off-farm sources, then your house is taxed as if it were in the city, even though you could never sell it for the value because its location near feedlots, manure, flies, grain dust, etc. All right, there you go. Last text on this segment. Steve Miller wiped the floor with Chris Wallace yesterday. Chris Wallace is nothing more than a bleeding heart Washington liberal, just like all the rest of them. That was pretty good. We have more clips, too, if we can get to them here. Right now, we're going to welcome our next guest, the state legislature, where we're broadcasting today, brought to you by this segment, Go Wireline. And the folks at Go Wireline go anywhere. You call, they go. That's how they do it in the wireline game. They have offices in Williston and Dickinson. Call them at 701-572-0886 or online at GoWireline.com. Craig Hedlund, District 29, Representative and Chair of the House Finance and Tax Committee, with us today on the program. How are you, Representative Hedlund?
Scott, I'm doing just great today. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you. Craig is what embodies the great legislators. Farms for a living and takes time every other year for 80 days of work to be here in the legislature, the true definition of a citizen legislator. So we thank you for your service, for sure.
Thank you.
Are you looking forward to this season being a little better than the last on the farming side?
You know, that would always be nice. We were fortunate to have a nice crop out there this year, but then, you know, the fall kind of presented some challenges with early snowfall and things like that. And then, of course, the price is always a little difficult to deal with. But, you know, I'm not here today to talk about the farm economy today, so.
I had to ask you, though.
Yeah.
I had to ask you. You're bread and butter. So we are here to talk about the work of the Finance and Tax Committee, and would it be fair to characterize the income tax bill as your heavy lift for the session?
Yes, that and the prairie dog bill were probably the heavy lifts out of the tax committee so far.
So let's talk first about the income tax reduction. One of the arguments you always hear about not eliminating the income tax is that it's not that much. It, you know, the pain point is in percentage to the federal, you know, liability, not that bad. What do you say to that argument?
Well, you know, that may very well be true, that it doesn't appear like it's that much. But what people don't realize is it's harmful to a growing economy. The stats are clear. States that don't have an income tax have a 97% higher population growth. Now, we need workforce in this state. If we're going to entice people to move here, we've got to give them a reason, because other states around the country are reducing taxes. In 2018, 17 states reduced income taxes. This year, 2019, there are six more states, including North Dakota, that is also looking at it. You know, when we're competing for population, when all of us need labor out there, I don't know what better workforce incentive there is than reducing income taxes. The stats are clear.
How would you do it? Explain how it would happen.
How the bill works?
Yeah, how you'd eliminate it.
Well, we're going to take legacy fund earnings that currently are deposited in the general fund, and we're going to distribute them on a date certain when they know exactly what the amount of earnings for the biennium are going to be. We'll take what ends up being 50% of that. Initially, we wrote the bill to accommodate the governor's budget and, you know, the fact that $300 million of that was already, you know, earmarked for certain projects. And we don't want a legacy projects that need funding, you know, to be dismissed. So the way we wrote the bill is anything over that $300 million, if it's at least $50 million, because if you can't deposit at least $50 million, then there really isn't a usable rate reduction. So anything over that $50 million would be deposited into a special fund that would be used to reduce the marginal rates. In the following bienniums, we're going to ask for 50% of the earnings. So when we come back here next biennium, and the fund is continued to grow, if we, you know, if we don't tap the principal, that fund is going to grow. You know, we're producing 1.4 million barrels a day now, and the price we're using in our revenue forecast, $42 a barrel. You know, we're actually at about 48 today, I think, or somewhere close to that. So there's going to be a lot of tax revenue flowing into that fund. The earnings are going to grow. I think, you know, if we receive a 6% return on that, you know, we very well could be looking at a half a billion dollars of earnings.
What about the source of the funds from the legacy fund? Explain your rationale on you know, I remember that debate. I remember, you know, the vote of the people. And, you know, some people, everybody has a different opinion on how it can be used. What's the rationale for using it for income tax reduction?
Well, frankly, Scott, income tax was a secondary purpose for my piece of legislation. My initial discussion started at how we can tie this money up so it can't be just incorporated into general government's expenditures. And, you know, when it's deposited into the general fund, it's free and open to any legislator, the governor, anybody can have an idea on how to spend it. And I don't think that the people that, you know, put the initiated measure together, Representative or former Representative Dave Wyler, good friend of mine, thought that, you know, just spending it on human services and other general fund expenditures was the proper use for it. It was meant to provide a legacy for future generations. So we got to thinking, how could we do that? How could we figure out a way that people from one corner of the state to the next could participate in a small way in sharing some of this so-called wealth? The only way we could figure out how to do it was through the income tax, because we constitutionally cannot write checks. So distribute it that way, tie up some of the earnings from being incorporated into general fund spending, and allow for, you know, 50% of it or half of the earnings to be spent on true legacy projects. You know, things that are being discussed now, like Teddy Roosevelt Library. There's different ideas for bonding and infrastructure and all kinds of things that truly are probably legacy-type projects that need funding.
Best thing I heard in everything you just said there is that the legacy could be fiscal restraint.
Absolutely.
Isn't that great? You know, but that makes some sense. You're saying that's even above the idea of eliminating an income tax.
It is.
Yeah. Less to spend. Always the trick that, solves the riddle with, bodies that are stewards of tax dollars. All right. We'll take a break. Come back with more with Craig Hedlund when we continue. We're live at the North Dakota State Capitol today, talking about things that are happening in the legislature. Calls, questions, comments, welcome after this.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Walsh, Emmons, Adams, Cass, Logan, Lemoore, Oliver, and McLean counties in North Dakota, and Yellow Medicine County in Minnesota, and farm retirement equipment auctions in Wishing, Mott, Steele, Bowman, Hazelton, Fort Yates, and Dickinson, North Dakota. For more information on these auctions, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at pipers.com.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Says, isn't it interesting that Teddy Roosevelt pioneered law enforcement communication when in New York we're being told to build a library? Meanwhile, our law enforcement don't have radios that worked. Oh, interesting. I don't think anybody's telling anybody to build a library. I think the argument with the library is to say we have an opportunity here to put something in the Teddy Roosevelt Park, first of its kind in the nation. There's no other park named after a president, and we have it. And we have a president that spent time here. And you put that, again, library is the wrong word. It's more of a destination, a center, a presidential center and museum about Teddy Roosevelt, again, first of its kind in the country, right there. But nobody's being told. I mean, number one, the governor's proposed something for the $50 million that leverages $100 million, and there'll be other private dollars that'll be put into that. Law enforcement not having radios to work is not connected to the Teddy Roosevelt Library. I don't think so. Appreciate that call. What's on your mind is brought to you in part today from the state capitol in Bismarck by our fine sponsors, including the North Dakota Safety Council. We're looking forward to later this week, we're going to be there broadcasting live. In fact, they're cranking up with pre-conference sessions today and tomorrow. And then on the 20th through the 22nd, the official 46th Annual Safety and Health Conference for the North Dakota Safety Council. So it is the biggest safety event of the year, 16 pre-conference sessions, 3 first-class keynotes, 88 breakout sessions. There's still time to be part of this, ndsc.org, and we're broadcasting from there Thursday and Friday. Looking forward to that very much, so it should be lots of fun. All right, Craig Hedlund is here, Chair of the House of Finance and Tax Committee. We're talking a little bit about the plan to eliminate income taxes in North Dakota, how to do that through the Legacy Fund. I think you explained very well how these dots connect, and I do believe the legacy of fiscal restraint is one that would match with, what this was originally intended to do. Any idea on, like, the average taxpayer in North Dakota, you're going to see X less tax burden? Or, I mean, have you been able to crunch any numbers like that of what it would mean to the pocketbooks in North Dakotans?
Yeah, Scott, we've taken a look at that, and I think, on average, the average taxpayer in North Dakota has about $900 of tax liability every year. So, $900 into every family, I think they would all see some benefit for that. But, in the larger picture, if you look at the almost $1 billion that's collected between individual and corporate income tax, and you get that money flowing back through the economy, the dynamic impact of that is immeasurable. I mean, it's huge. I think you may see revenues that flow in to the government through sales tax and consumption tax that would really be beneficial. And that's the beauty about the income tax. And that's what people don't understand about how when you take money from labor, and that's essentially what an income tax does. It taxes your productivity. It's just really beneficial to get rid of that. It's proven.
And I've said all along, this has been debated before, my friend Steve Moore, who is a great economist, advises President Trump on his tax policy, used to write for the Wall Street Journal, now he's at the Heritage Foundation. Every time I see him, he said, "Have you guys eliminated your income tax yet in North Dakota?" He sees what's happening, he sees the revenue pouring in, and he can't believe that we haven't done it, and also what makes that case. So he'll be a happy guy, too, along with a lot of North Dakotans, so that'll be interesting to follow.
It is. Steve Moore, Jonathan Williams, Art Laffer, they publish a magazine, Rich States, Poor States. I have a letter written to our committee from Jonathan Williams at ALEC, touting the benefits that this state would see from eliminating income tax. Again, I hate to repeat myself, but the benefits would be immeasurable if we can get there.
Now, you say if we can get there. It came out of committee?
It came out of committee with a 12-2 do pass. It passed the House of the floor of the House with 61 votes, a fairly
so the House nice is majority. The House is not the problem in getting this bill passed. You'll pass it in the House.
We did pass it in the House. It's over in the Senate now, where I understand it's going to be a little more difficult to get them on board for whatever reason. So, those of you out in the audience that are listening, call your senators and tell them you like this bill.
By the way, the senators and the representatives will all be back in their communities for a few days with the crossover break here coming up. right, next week?
Yeah, and much needed. This has been, you know, it seems like we got here, and it's been pedal to the metal ever since. We, in the House, we started with almost a record amount of bills to deal with in the Tax Committee. There were groups, you know, asking for credits for this and credits for that, and, you know, all of those bills that we've seen in the past just make it harder to provide tax relief for everybody, and that's, again, one of the beauties of this bill. It will.
So it's all in the Senate's hands.
It is now.
Yeah. And you think it'll be, when you say it's going to be difficult, why? What's the argument there? What is the pushback?
Well, Scott, in fairness to the Senate, I don't know exactly what their objection would be, but, you know, I think they, we've seen some of the bills they've put forward with legacy fund earnings, and they just have different ideas, and, you know, shared it with the citizens maybe isn't necessarily one of them.
All right. So I would let your senators know about that for sure. We don't have a lot of time, but I do want to ask you about the Prairie Dog Bill and the intent of that. I know the genesis of that goes back to the campaign, right? What was the original rationale for it?
Well, I think, you know, the way it was rolled out, it was probably used as a campaign piece. I know I campaigned on it myself for a simple reason. But there are needs out in non-oil country, and you know, I don't know how else those needs are going to get addressed if we don't address them with state money, oil tax revenue. You know, there are some things in the bill that I don't necessarily agree with. You know, it is what it is. It's passed out of the House. Well, it hasn't passed out of the House completely, but it passed out of my committee, and it's passed out of appropriations now with a due pass the way it's written. I did make some policy adjustments in the way the money flows into the buckets in my committee.
Do I understand correctly? It's $230 million a biennium, and then that's just indefinitely?
Well, $230 million that flows outside of oil country. There's a ton of money on the oil side as well. So it, you know, it's a big bill. It's a big bill that uses a lot of oil tax revenue that, you know, frankly, it's needed. It's needed out there, but we'll see how sustainable it is. I don't know that it can be sustained, you know, forever, indefinitely into the future, but that's a policy question that'll be answered likely at another session.
Well, we look forward to following that. We certainly are. Just, again, is the amount of money that it is and how it's in taking oil impact money and putting it sprinkling around the state. This is, you know, and again, I know these entities, they, it's like going to your earlier point on why to eliminate the income tax, reduce spending. Well, maybe we should eliminate SIF funds going to, you know, non-oil impacted communities so they spend less. That's my objective, but it's easy from the cheap seats. Thank you, Craig. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott.
Enjoyed the chat. Our guest, the chair of the House Finance and Tax Committee. Crossover about to hit, so lots to talk about, folks, going on in the legislature. We'll celebrate North Dakota's president next.
Going once, going twice, sold, sold, sold. Have excess equipment? Don't sell yourself short. Attract buyers 100% online with our international bidders list. Sell all over the world, from your location or ours. There are no buyer's fees, and we have auction guarantees. Auction Block, equipped for success.
Your Northern Region New Holland dealer invites you to see how much better a loader can be. New Holland skid steer and compact track loaders provide excellent visibility, an important advantage that allows you to work more confidently and quickly to improve your overall efficiency. You can easily see down to the bucket, while the see-through area on the cab roof provides a clear view to the bucket at full height. Rear visibility is among the best in the industry due to a large window, low engine hood, and no rear frame towers. See the difference for yourself. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. A top French official says that nation will not respond to demands by President Trump for European allies to repatriate ISIS fighters en masse. The president tweeting the request last week, saying that he would have to release those fighters who've been detained in Syria if European nations refuse to take them in and try them there. France's justice minister now saying his country will look at those things only on a case-by-case basis. Fired Deputy FBI Director Andrew McCabe says he knows why he was fired by President Trump.
I believe I was fired because I opened a case against the President of the United States.
That from McCabe's interview on 60 Minutes last night. This morning, President Trump has tweeted that McCabe was fired for lying, and he's accusing him of treasonous acts. And this is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Our friend CJ, Dak Diesel, he's checking out the business end of a semi right now, getting that back on the road. You know what the business end of a semi is, Todd? By chance?
It's all business.
Yeah. Business end of a tractor. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, if you need service for a diesel truck or tractor, they do it all. I mean, pickup trucks, anything diesel. That's their specialty. And they're really, really good at it. In fact, CJ grew up in it. He's just been around it a long time and has taken that expertise to Dak Diesel of Bismarck. Now folks are bringing their rigs in from all over to get a good repair and make it last. So top repair and maintenance shop in the region for your diesel vehicle. Semi-trucks, pickup trucks, tractors, trust them for a long-lasting repair and maintenance services. Also, by the way, if you're looking to improve your mileage, I am getting some rave reviews about the product they are using to help you save some money. So call CJ, ask him about it. You can call him on his cell at 701-210-0888. That way when he's on the business end of a tractor, he can, you know, working on that baby, he can answer it and keep working. 701-210-0888 or DakDiesel.com. All right. It's President's Day today, ladies and gentlemen. And we need to spend a little time on President's Day right here on What's on Your Mind. Joe Wiegand is here. Joe is the nation's leading repriser of Theodore Roosevelt. You see him every summer at Medora and on your radio every now and then, like today. Hello, Joe. How are you?
I'm great, Scott. Good morning to you and Todd and everybody listening across North Dakota and the neighboring states. It's good to be on with you again.
When you're not in Medora, what are you doing?
Well, I'm blessed to be able to travel the country and bring Theodore Roosevelt to life from his home in Sagamore Hill, Oyster Bay, Long Island, to the northwestern states of Oregon and Washington, where he named national forests and national parks like Crater Lake. And I'm just so fortunate right now to be traveling in Arizona, headed between Phoenix and Tucson. You know, there's a lot of North Dakotans and friends of Medora who come and get warm during the wintertime here in Arizona. So I get to work with Randy Hudson Bueller and other Medora folks visiting to tell the Medora story. We had a nice little party last night at someone's home in Mesa, and we're headed down to Tucson to bring someone up to date on the great work being done in Medora.
That is great, and there is so much happening. You look at even the last 10 years, 20 years, the change and evolution, transformation of Medora, it's pretty amazing. There is on the table right now a proposal for a Teddy Roosevelt Presidential Library, which is more than a library as we know it, more of an institution of all things Teddy Roosevelt, including his artifacts and papers and everything, Presidential Museum. These are, there is a Presidential Library and Museum Commission. They handle these from all around the country. I've been to many of them. I love them. It's wonderful. You can just immerse yourself in the president. But this would be the only one in the country located in the park named for a president. So pretty extraordinary. What do you think of that idea, Joe?
There's some pretty amazing dynamics involved with the potential for bringing a Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library and Museum to Medora, to the Theodore Roosevelt National Park. Scott, I've traveled all 50 states. I've been on the road for the last 12 years, and I've visited every other presidential library and museum and many of the other historic sites that are related to presidents but don't function in the library and museum system. The National Archives and Records Administration that works with these museums around the country, it becomes a pretty elaborate sort of cooperation between the federal government, state and local governments, the independent foundations, for example, the one in North Dakota right now that for a couple of years now, I think, has had their shoulder to the wheel to try to bring this vision to life and to fruition. And it's something that I think would add tremendously to the appeal of North Dakota as a destination, not only for the park and the musical in Medora during the summertime, but year-round people are traveling. And even in the wintertime, while tourism travel may be down a bit, there's a great deal more now happening to develop a winter tourism, whether it's ice fishing at Devil's Lake or activities out in the western part of the state with snowmobiling or other winter activities in places like Minot with the state fairgrounds. There's a great opportunity to share the North Dakota story, the relationship with Theodore Roosevelt, a president who himself, after his presidency, came to Fargo and reminded everyone that, in his own opinion, he would have never been president but for his experiences in North Dakota as a young cattle rancher in the Badlands. So I'm hopeful that if the vision makes sense, if you run the numbers and look at the investment, look at the possibility of return on investment, that the folks of North Dakota might have good faith in their leadership and in the folks in Medora and at the National Park Service to be able to pull this off in a way that 50 years from now our grandkids look back and everyone says that was a great idea and it's really well done and makes everyone in North Dakota feel proud about hosting such a project.
Yeah, I think it really could, to be known as the Rough Rider State as we are, to be, have that additional touch of Teddy Roosevelt, then add that apparatus into it and have people who do this, regularly as part of vacations and everything else go see it, I think would be fantastic. I don't know that we really have a sense of ownership with Teddy Roosevelt. I mean, the park's here, and obviously the Medora's here, and hear the stories. But statewide, I think we could use more of a ownership, if you will, of the legacy of Theodore Roosevelt. I mean, it wasn't here for a very long time, but he was obviously, as you said, it was very instrumental in his life, and also he's the only president that spent time here, right? Of all 45, he's one that spent time here. So I think we're due for that a little bit. But sometimes it seems to me that we don't really take that seriously. The general populace doesn't necessarily take that seriously or grasp onto that. Do you feel that at all?
Well, I love that North Dakota takes great pride in having built the man of Theodore Roosevelt. That, as you know, his story, he came to North Dakota not only to invest in the cattle ranch and to live as a Western cowboy, but it's where he healed. And the outdoors, the national parks, our forests, our wildlife refuges, there are so many people who come to those wild places that we wisely preserved and preserved in great part through the vision of Theodore Roosevelt and his colleagues. Medora is a special place because you add to it not only a wilderness area up in the park and the wonderful recreation and camping and wildlife observation opportunities, but You've got this wonderful place where the Medora musical has been seen by over 4 million visitors over its lifetime, and those people experience a celebration of patriotism and the heritage of the state and the country, and we salute veterans, and families have been coming for decades. Imagine if we could spread that joy and that experience and that patriotism well beyond our borders to people from throughout the country and throughout the world. There's a magnetism that occurs with a presidential library and museum that goes above and beyond the wonderful things that we currently experience with the musical and the national park. There are millions of visitors who come near to North Dakota by going to Mount Rushmore, come near to North Dakota by going to Yellowstone. And we're probably, the presidential museum is probably the tipping point that for the tour operators, for the folks who are traveling in their retirement, to add Medora and Theodore Roosevelt National Park to their itinerary, the presidential museum brings you up from an amazing opportunity to one that just, you can't go to the western states without making sure you stop by this TR museum, which I think because where we are in technology is going to be something well beyond what a lot of our listeners might be thinking of when they think of a presidential library and museum. We're probably talking about indoor and outdoor and technological experiences that'll be attractive to everyone from grandma and grandpa down to the little kids.
Where do you see the examples of Teddy Roosevelt best personifying as president or the man, Theodore Roosevelt, what North Dakota stands for? You know, the good salt of the earth, wonderful, hardworking people. I mean, God-fearing, freedom-loving, just, you know, good people, good stock. You know, that's North Dakota, right? And you know,
I've met so many people, Scott, in North Dakota who still do business on a handshake. Their word is their bond. Their willingness to stand up and either serve the country in the military or serve their community through service to the school and to church and synagogue. The people of North Dakota are unique, I think, in the country, that a lot of these issues of integrity and honesty and family values and raising your family right, it's universal throughout the country. But when you do it in North Dakota, you do it sometimes by making good use out of limited resources. The folks in western North Dakota who for decades made it through a tough farm or ranch economy, who now are benefiting from North Dakota's investment in energy sovereignty. The fact that folks in North Dakota sometimes survive through some brutal winter conditions, but there's that hopefulness and joy that comes with spring eternal. There's a dynamic in North Dakota that almost to me has a bit of a spiritual or an aspect to it that it's hard to pin down. There's something in the air, in the water, in the neighborly greeting. It's something that actually has my wife and I. We live in a beautiful community, Manitou Springs, Colorado, and we're looking at Medora, North Dakota, as a place to put down roots and put our shoulder to the wheel, not just in the summertime when, you know, the world comes to Medora, but year round. It's a wonderful place. And I think the future of North Dakota looks bright. And if the legislature and the taxpayers and the citizens believe that things will go well in the future, if they operate with a sense of optimism and then put their hard work behind that optimism, as generations of North Dakotans have done, then I think those folks that are a bit concerned about the financial investment or the fact that you might be taking a little something out of the rainy day fund. But I think we're going to see that things in North Dakota are doing well. The economy is doing well. My understanding is that revenue projections are quite healthy. Well, every now and then the farmer decides that he needs to invest in a new tractor. Every now and then somebody's going to expand their plant because they've got an idea that their business is going to grow. I think if the people of North Dakota come together with a sense of optimism in the future and want to continue to build a state where their children and grandchildren don't move away after college, but stick around for the wonderful opportunities, I think a presidential library and museum named and operated in honor of Theodore Roosevelt and his legacy in the West and the impact that North Dakota had upon him, I think that is something that those that have come before us and those that come after us would be very thankful for.
We'll talk more with Joe Wagan, who is the nation's leading reviser, Theodore Roosevelt. Someone you see every summer at Medora. After we come back, talk about the TR Legacy.
Hi, it's Scott Hill. Let me tell you about my friend Jeff Comer from MineralTracker.com. Jeff's a petroleum engineer and a veteran of the industry. His family turned to him for assurance they were getting paid correctly on their minerals and to help them understand their future income possibilities. So Jeff and a team built Mineral Tracker to give mineral and working interest owners a professional tool at an affordable price so they can really start managing their minerals like a business. Sign up for your free trial now at MineralTracker.com. Call 833-842-2924 or email info@MineralTracker.com.
Hey friends, it's Matt the Pizza Guy for Pizza Corner Pizza. For many years, the Pizza Corner Pizza fundraising program has benefited local schools, sports teams, and other nonprofit groups throughout much of North Dakota. Customers have stuffed their freezers full of Pizza Corner Pizzas to help support their family, friends, or neighbors. Well, I'm happy to let you know that the fundraising program is still going strong and is available for your group or organization. Visit www.pizzacornerpizzafundraising.com for more details. Call today and partner with Pizza Corner Pizza and our fundraising program.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven, and I have been in Norway 174 times and had over 49,000 people on tour during the past 50 years. Come and join me on my 43rd annual Norway Luxury Tour, July 22nd through August 6th. See Norway at its very best. There is a fjord in your future, hundreds of waterfalls, and spectacular mountains. We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar, the Olympic city of Lillehammer, plus Oslo, Bergen, and Trondheim. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me toll-free at my number 1-800-343-0093, and I will send you a complete packet of information on this tour. 1-800-343-0093. First come, first serve. Welcome along.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
To Bismarck at the state capitol today. Of course, the home of the University of Mary here in Bismarck. Although University of Mary is as many students outside of Bismarck as they do in Bismarck, I think. I mean, my gosh, it's just growing in the world campuses and a lot going on. And, of course, the opportunities to earn a certificate at the University of Mary make it very easy. They start classes every 5 weeks. So that's real simple. By the way, if you mentioned you heard the me talking about this on What's on Your Mind, your application fee is waived. Human resources, project management, virtuous leadership, small business management, a certificate from the University of Mary can develop tools for you to help you run your small business or effectively manage your team. And, of course, you can complete your certificates as part of your certificate, counting as credit as well. So if you decide to earn a second bachelor's degree or a master's degree in the future, the courses you accomplish for your certificate count towards a degree. So it just makes good sense. They have, of course, online ability for you to connect, but also locations in Bismarck, Fargo, Watford City, and Grand Forks. So enhance your skill set to become more marketable to employers. Find out more at umary.edu or email enroll at umary.edu. Call them 701-355-8030. 701-355-8030. A couple of minutes left with our friend Joe Egan, who is, he's in demand as the repriser of Theodore Roosevelt. You see him at Maduro every year, and we're talking with him a little bit about honoring Teddy Roosevelt's legacy through this project being proposed at the entrance of the Theodore Roosevelt National Park in Maduro. But also, I want to talk just a little bit about the legacy of TR. Where would you place him? Is he among the greats?
Most definitely so, Scott. I think most of our citizens and even most of the academics in American history and government, my phrase is he certainly is Mount Rushmore worthy. But I think it was just online again. There's an annual poll conducted. It's done here in the United States of American history professors and presidential scholars. It's also done in Europe amongst European professors who have rated the American presidents. And I think the news this year is that Theodore Roosevelt was ranked fifth, that Washington is first, and Lincoln and FDR are up there. I'm missing somebody out of those top five. But what I read was that during these decades that this survey has been done, TR has never been ranked lower than the top five.
Why?
Presidents.
Why do you think that is?
7.5 years as our president, the youngest president in our history. There was something about the vibrancy of Theodore Roosevelt himself that reflected the vibrancy of a young America. Remember, he becomes president in 1901. We're just 125 years old at that time from the revolutionary times, let alone younger than that from the adoption of the Constitution. The United States comes on the world stage. He wins the Nobel Peace Prize for negotiating an end to a war between Russia and Japan with the Portsmouth Treaty that none of the European powers could gather the metal or the influence to end that war. He builds the Panama Canal, probably his greatest legacy and one that we overlook because his domestic legacy is so strong in the national parks, the forests, a regulation business that I'm a fairly conservative fellow. My viewpoints on economics are fairly conservative. From the founding, we've had a concern about the growth of federal government and that sort of thing. But Theodore Roosevelt used the federal government to balance economic interests like the great trusts and monopolies against labor unions that were on the edge of being, you know, the International Workers Union that, you know, was really sort of a front for the Bolshevik movement. So here you've got somebody who takes the responsibilities of being president, working with Congress, working with the American people to solve problems, to use the federal government in an efficient way to solve problems. I think folks say that, you know, Theodore Roosevelt would be quite disappointed with a lot of the dynamics that have occurred in the country since the time of his passing a century ago. Well, TR spoke about duty. And I think that one of the neatest things about TR's legacy is that if you go to his writings and his speeches, a great focus is on our duty as citizens to take the inheritance that we've received, to improve upon it, and leave it for our children and grandchildren in better shape than we found it ourselves. And to me, that's a message that is so important for each generation to learn. And again, kudos to North Dakota. I can tell you every fourth grader, when they study North Dakota history, they know that Theodore Roosevelt felt a special bond with North Dakota and gave a great deal of credit for his success and ultimately his presidency for his experiences in North Dakota.
Final question. I only have a minute, Joe, and that is, what's your favorite story about Teddy Roosevelt in North Dakota?
Of course, the chasing down of the boat thieves and marching those boat thieves down to Dickinson and turning them down to the sheriff is a wonderful story. the story of taking on the Mingusville Bully, the fellow who was shooting up the tavern over in modern-day Weibo. But most especially, I like the writings, and I invite your listeners to get a hold of me in Medora this summer. If we get a chance, I'd love to take you to the Elkhorn Ranch. What he wrote about living the ranch life, about hunting and riding home at sunset to get back to the ranch, there's a romance. He says it's where the romance of his life began. And he wasn't talking about the romance of a husband and wife and children. It's the romance of falling in love with the country and the wilderness and the life of being a cowboy and a cattle rancher. You can still feel that and experience that. It's the Little Missouri in your veins when you come out to Theodore Roosevelt National Park.
Oh, I love it.
And
great
for
stuff.
Me, that's the story of Theodore Roosevelt, North Dakota.
Joe Wiegand, you're the best. Appreciate it very much. Folks, we'll see you tomorrow. What's on your mind? God bless you. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farm land in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.